The opinions, ugly rumors, and ideological bias expressed on Web Talk Guys on ttalk.com do not reflect the high moral broadcast standards, policies, and practices of ttalk.com. We suggest you consult your own proctologist, personal injury lawyer, or telephone phishing psychic before acting on any half-baked parasocial activity recommended from any broadcast of the Web Talk Guys, because those Web Talk Guys and the entire staff of TTalk.com are abusing Prozac and Rogaine.
Web Talk Guys World Radio Show is connecting with Web Talk Guys Rob Greenlee, Daniel Kant, Mark Weidinger, and Web Girl. Prepare yourself for a fun and exciting hour of web and internet exploration. The audio download begins now.
Thanks for connecting your audio player to the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show. We're live on the radio and on the web from ttalk.com and the webtalkguys.com website. I'm Rob Greenlee, and I'm joined again by fellow Web Talk Guys Daniel Comp and Crash Test Mark Weidinger.
Good morning, guys.
And Web Girl Dana's here again.
Hi there.
Hey, we got a great show again. We're going to find all about Electronic Ink.
Yes, special guest, Lisa Miriam, Marketing Director for e-ink. That's at www.eink.com, leading developer of electronic ink technology. We're going to explore internet downloadable delivery of reusable books, newspapers, wallpaper, and signed contents. Hey,
way cool.
Then 48 minutes past the hour, we're going to hot link into our Power Surfer segment where we will talk Seattle's Net Insights with Larry Sivitz. He's becoming a regular on the show here.
He's great.
Yeah, and he's with ideabank.com. But before we get into that, let's load our current web and internet news, and then we will jump into, right after that, Web Girl Dana, and she's going to fill us in on some art on the web. So,
art on the web.
Yeah.
And the news is brought to you by LoanTech at www.loantech.com, your home loan professionals. So what's up in the news this week?
Hey, for all you out there listening to us on your boats, running around or boating around off the coast, you better tap that GPS system a couple of times this morning.
People are going to be lost out there if they're relying on those things.
Yeah, but we've been waiting for the 1024 week time clock, the 1024 week time clock to flip over. Well, apparently it's done that. So if you're lost,
that's right.
Just poke your heads for the horizon.
So I think those devices are going to point people in the wrong way. We're going to have all sorts of search and rescue things going on.
Any kind of devices that they're using that are more than 5 years old or probably have failed as of this morning. So. Wow, look out, Coast Guard. Got a busy day ahead.
A self-perpetuating market in the GPS
industry. That's right. Hey, there's a new company that's starting up down in California that's going to offer email only over the phone. For
email.
All those people out there that don't want to get a computer, that still want to be able to communicate with their grandmother or their relative across the country.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you read email on the phone?
Well, what you do is you pick up all your email off of a 800 phone number. You type in your mailbox number, and it'll actually read you the email over the phone.
Ooh, I wonder what kind of voices.
I think you can...
you could get some really interesting
select,
voiceovers.
All sorts of voices, I'm sure.
So from Uncle Louie, and maybe it'll have a nice female voice
this
speaking the message.
Exactly.
I can't even imagine. Wow. Hey, for those of you been investing in the IPOs on web stocks, what a week! Especially been pretty unfriendly to the net music world. Tunes.com actually put off their IPO. You know, this last month we watched MP3 and Liquid Audio and MusicMaker.com all go public and go nosebleed and right back down to the, barely above what they were originally offered at. Well, Tunes.com decided to hold off a little bit. And for those of you that haven't been there, they've got 1 million song clips, 130,000 album reviews, and 85,000 artist profiles on that one site.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a couple of other sites that went IPO last week, too, and a couple of them did pretty good, but they're certainly not the rocket trajectory of some of the other IPOs. There was one, LookSmart, which is a search engine. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Heard of it.
They just went public last week. They had an offering price of $12, and they finished the day at $17, so they made a whole $5. which is a little more realistic, yes. You know, compared to some of the other IPOs that we've seen where they've gone up, gone up 30, 40 bucks in one day. And then there's another one called MyPoints.com, which opened at $8 and finished at 11. So
did FTD come out? I know they were.
No,
FTD.com.
I think they're on hold.
Them.
I think.
Oh, yeah,
now, but if you make $5, you're pretty successful in the
year. Yeah, I'd say so too.
Right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, when you started with $5 and you make $5,
so I'm a success. Yeah, I've made at least 20. I know.
Cool.
Have you guys ever been to Amazon.gr? I got these blank
Amazon?
Faces.
No.
Well, you should go there. It's the Greece's biggest bookstore, and it looks just like their big brother. And guess who's getting sued?
Oh,
I would imagine.
Big time.
Not affiliated with.
Not affiliated with, but actually they're countersuing this week because they're getting a little tired of, well, they've got log records that show 8,000 accesses by Amazon.com to their server, including complete incineration of their database. So
interesting.
Amazon hacking into the Greek one?
Well, Amazon.gr is trying to get a restraining order on Amazon.com. So come on, guys, play fair out there. Business is business.
That Amazon name's gotten them in trouble with that whole Montana Books, you know, Real World Bookstore, you know, suing actually Amazon because they had the name first.
Came across a little tidbit on the net. Bill Gates' wife, Melinda French Gates, I guess she just got appointed to the board of directors for drugstore.com, which I thought was interesting.
Ooh,
interesting. Little twist. But she was a former manager at Microsoft a long time. That's where she met Bill. But
and
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, she's still working, I guess.
Does she have a need for a lot of medications? Is that maybe her desire
could
to go
be.
There?
I don't know.
Hey, Monday they announced a standard for the e-books, open e-book, one draft specs, based on HTML and XML. And so basically it's a standard that they're proposing for formatting and delivering content to electronic reader devices.
That's
so,
yeah,
we'll have some interesting conversation about that later.
We're going to find out a little bit more about that. And e-books may be one of the first people to roll out the e-ink products, so we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Hey, you guys remember that flying car that I talked about a month or so ago? Well, Ford's got their little version here that, in fact, have you seen Back to the Future where the mad professor drops the can and the banana into the... Ford's got their hydrogen fueling station that they started up on Monday as part of an effort to launch a vehicle powered by a fuel cell in 2004. So, basically, it's this. It's a P2000 prototype car, and it has either liquid or gaseous hydrogen as the primary fuel.
Cool.
You know, I got to apologize, Dan, because sometimes I make reference to the fact that you're way out there, but this is real.
Yeah,
this is Ford.
This is real stuff.
This is an on-the-ground car, but it uses hydrogen as the primary fuel.
Oh, okay. Last week was a hovercraft car.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Well, that one's still out there.
I think you're pretty whacked on that. But this one sounds pretty logical.
Here's the cool part of it. The only emission you get from this kind of a car is water.
Cool.
Wow.
In the Northwest, that's what we need, right?
That's exactly right.
Bigger windshield wipers.
But someday, I think the flying cars and the Fusion will come together just like Back to the Future.
And hopefully they won't land in my swimming pool.
You guys are so out there sometimes.
Well, here's one. How many of you are out there fed up with having to listen to MP3 on your PC? Well, now you don't have to because you can buy a little box for $100 that'll wire it through the air over to your stereo.
Yeah.
So now you can download everything and listen to it on your huge stereo system. And if you really are sick of it, you can get the same little conversion box that will send DVDs from your PC that you download over to your television set.
That's pretty cool.
That's
right,
great.
Both for
$100.
And the company's here in Seattle.
Yep. X10.com. Yep.
In fact, a fellow web girl that I know is working there too, yeah.
Has anybody out there ever wondered what words are used in search engines to find stuff?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
There's a site that you can go to. It's called metaspy.com, and it's part of GoToNet, which is a big company up in Seattle. And basically what it does is it'll allow you to view what they call no-holds-barred, unfiltered search words that are used live on the search engine. So you can see what people are actually typing in to find. And they actually rate this site as a... for mature audiences only.
Oh.
So, because some of the words that are typed into the search engines
that
aren't
counts.
Exactly, you know, G-rated, so.
They're not all looking for mom, in other words.
No.
That counts Dan and I out. Mature? Is that what you said?
Mature audiences.
Mature audiences.
Mommy. AT&T's finally got themselves up on something here. U.S. West, they are fed up. I should say AT&T is fed up with U.S. West. They've been repeatedly talking to U.S. West since 1993 to resolve some service problems. Basically, U.S. West's got 25 million customers, and AT&T's having an incredible hard time servicing their own long-distance customers because of AT&T or because of U.S. West's poor service, allegedly. So they filed suit on those guys. And basically, the suit is claiming that U.S. West has neglected local phone service and has invested heavily in data and internet services. Duh, why else would Q West want to buy it?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a money deal out there, right?
They're well, Crash, what do you got for us?
Well, money, high tech, you guys are talking about hovercrafts and the future of the world and everything. I just want to make some comments about surfing the web. And, you know, mostly I bring to the table something, I think. Clarity is something I really value on the web. Sites that I can actually navigate through, and it's clear how to navigate through them. It's visually appealing. But there are some fun and frustrating things that I find are quite humorous. And, of course, since bad news sells, I'll start with the frustrating stuff first. Navigation. Like, I'm surfing around the web. What page am I on? You know, I get so far into the content of the page. How do I get back? Where's the directions for, how I get back? How do I proceed? And things like that. I find a huge population of people agreeing with me in this regard, but wah, wah, wah. Or some other things about navigation, that there's nothing on the page but a brochure. There's one page, you know, when I went to GrandMarnier.com last week being depressed and needing a drink, there was just the advertisement, and I didn't know what I would get into if I clicked it. I didn't know if it had anything if I clicked it, and, you know, I don't want to waste
my
time.
Where's your sense of adventure? Just click it.
But we don't have the time, Dan. You know, in the real world, we've got to rush off and go to work. And
I never surf.
There's a lot of sites out there that it's tough to find stuff. You're right.
But time is money, you know. Yeah. I mean, surfers out there and people are making money online, a few seconds here and there is really crucial.
Sure. Yeah. People have very short attention spans on the web.
So if it's going to take time, you know, let me know. You know, if it's going to take some load time, just let me know. I mean, how hard is it to put a little icon or a little message there saying, this will take 30 seconds? That'd be nice.
That's a good idea.
Keep it from clicking
away. What's your connection speed? What's your processor speed?
The basic average, you know, of 90% of the population out there.
Slow. Be patient. That's
be
close
patient.
Enough.
Can you write that on the site? How about the mechanics of a site?
I actually did, Mark, but you know what? I couldn't figure out how to make it load before the background popped up.
Well, now that's a good point.
They can just wait.
That brings me to the mechanics. If the site or some function isn't working, can you let me know? This is under construction, okay? I click it, and I'm waiting, and nothing's happening, you know, or it goes into some bizarre blank screen.
Well, and also your ISP, your internet connection, can actually kind of stop working, too.
Oh,
there's all sorts of stuff.
Even it's not always the web builder's responsibility?
Well,
the problem?
There's all sorts of bottlenecks that exist across the internet that can stop a page from downloading.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. But now, remember this. People are very forgiving if you give them clear direction.
Yeah.
If it's not working and
you
let them know, they might come back.
Yeah.
If you don't, I don't think they will. Now, some fun sites, okay, away from the wah, whining.
Some fun sites.
that I feel have some clarity and you know how to get through them. Dan has created this one, A Light in the Attic.
Oh.
I think it's simple, it's straightforward, it's visually appealing, the graphics, and there's music while I wait. Even though it could take an hour to load, but there's nice music to listen to.
Mark is a little easy to please, I agree.
I mean, you know, yeah, it doesn't take much.
What, the site again?
alightintheattic.com. All
right.
One word.
I'll lose you right there.
Clarity, what is it? Here's some basic elements. Clarity. What is it? Who is it for? What do we do here at your site? Those are three basics that this site addresses. What is it? One line. It's a smart oasis. It's a virtual community. It's a think tank. It's a meeting place. I know what it is. Who's it for? It's a community of internet professionals and business owners. Basic. There's five lines that describes it. What do they do here? They work. They learn. They share ideas in regard to business and life.
Mark, who actually owns that site?
Well, I know you know that I don't know that. Our own Daniel Kahn. But the other side is Web Talk, guys, and just because I'm a little bit biased, the load time is not bad, depending on the browser and the computer you have. Sometimes mine takes a little bit longer, but it's nice. The clarity, it's a radio show. What it's about, what's its purpose. It aims to inform, entertain, and explain the Internet.
And we've got a brand new site coming out in the next 2 weeks that'll even be clearer.
Wonderful site. Wonderful site. Who is it? What is it that you sell? What are you doing with your site? Who's it for? What do we do while we're here at the site?
Yep.
And how do you get a hold of us? And I like on the light in the attic, it says the icons on the left are for navigation. The ones at the bottom are there for you. Let's see, the ones at the top are there to navigate you. And for the left brain thinkers, the icon below is for you. And there's a whole menu of a guide for navigation. I love that.
Cool. Hey, thank you, Mark. Hey, everybody, stay online. After the break, we're going to have Web Girl Dana, and then the Web Talk guys will talk with special guests Lisa Merriam, who's marketing director for e-ink at www.eink.com, the leading developer of electronic ink technology. We're going to explore internet downloadable delivery of reusable books, newspapers, wallpaper, and dynamic changing paper sign content.
And then at the very end of the show, we're going to talk with Seattle Net Insights, Larry Civitz of theideabank.com. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Searching for a lower home mortgage rate? Want to take a bite out of your monthly payment? Need cash for home improvements, vacation, or education? A window of opportunity exists right now with Loan Tech. Rates are at a low. Will someone answer that phone? Hello?
Is this the Web Talk guys?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Hi, this is Linda. I heard you talking about Loan Tech Mortgage, and I just had to call in. My husband Robert and I went with Loan Tech because my banker, whom I have the greatest respect for, referred us to them. We are extremely picky, pushy, and demanding, and they exceeded our expectations.
She is correct about Loan Tech. Thank you for calling in. Regardless of whether you apply by phone, fax, or mail, or visit their website, Loan Tech makes applying, approving, and closing simple and fast. Call Loan Tech today at 1-888-562-6835. That's 1-888-LOAN-TECH. Or visit their website at loantech.com. That's LOANTECH.com for rates, information, and loan application. Loan Tech's home mortgage professionals will do what it takes to become your lender of choice.
So, David, how's it feel to be a 16-year-old internet professional with Click Local?
Well, let's just say working with clients four times my age does have its benefits.
Is that right? Well, doing what kind of things with them?
We do anything from brochure websites to interactive multimedia.
Well, that's what's sort of like television on the internet.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. We also create shopping carts, catalogs, and online inventories.
And I've seen some training and reverse mentoring as well.
Yeah, it's also a fun and simple process to create your online business.
So how do they get a hold of us?
Well, they can get a hold of us at 253-272-8007, or you can check us out on the internet at www.clicklocal.com.
This is about the pioneers. The ones who discover worlds that didn't even exist before. There is a new world waiting to be discovered. A new world of business. A world of connectivity. Of T1s and T3s. An internet and extranet and firewalls. A world of promise and opportunity. But it's going to take those with a pioneering spirit to succeed. And that's what Verio is all about. For Verio is a pioneer of the new world of business, blazing the trails, mapping the territory, and helping business people around the world conquer the new world. Call Verio in Tacoma at 942-3632 or visit us at www.verio.com. Verio, the new world of business.
Don't you know it's hard to keep a good woman down? But then again, maybe that could be fun.
Hey, grab a board and surf the web with those crazy Web Talk guys on Web Talk.
For connecting and streaming us over your radio or your internet connection, I'm Rob Greenlee, and I'm also joined again by the Web Talk guys, Mark Weidinger, Daniel Kopp. And guess what, guys?
What?
Yeah. We have Web Girl back
Yeehaw.
In the studio.
I'm back in.
And she's going to get a little artsy female style with us this week.
Something about the word artsy doesn't give it the credence it deserves. Artsy.
Well, it sounds kind of cute, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We're not about cute. We're about art here.
Serious. This is serious art here.
Web Girls
on the Internet.
Report. And, you know, as always, I start out just trying to throw the questions back at you guys. You know, you look all week. You don't get to talk about your favorite sites too much unless it's in the news. Bookmarks of the week. Rob, do you have one?
I do have to say that my bookmark of the week was the X10.com site.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just poking around there, seeing all the fun little gadgets that they have, that they're kind of cutting edge. They certainly got a little news last week with this MP3 product. So.
Yeah, X10.com.
Yes.
Daniel.
Kimball.org.
Ah, tell us about Kimball.
Yeah, I've seen that site. That's good.
Well, it is probably one of the best animated sites that I have ever found on the web. Unbelievable. Definitely worth the download.
Flash,
even
right?
if it's on a lame 28.8 or if you're in a solid stream. It's all flash. There's interactive stuff to play with while it downloads.
Kimball,
it's a movie.
With one L or two?
One L.
Okay. One L, yeah.
Kimball.org.
Did you get to a section where he has a little animated flash movie of Bill Gates?
Oh,
and
oh yeah. You guys got to go see both
Bond
movies.
Thing.
The spy thing.
The spy.
Yeah. The little Captain Kirk. Oh, yeah. You guys
got
to go. It's good.
Fun stuff.
That guy's amazing. He's in Germany, right? He's a German guy. Yeah. Mark, you have a website of the week?
Well, I finally got off the alcoholic sites. And
slurring a little.
I've been surfing around at alightintheattic.com. I got to admit, I'm, apologize for plugging you so many times today, Dan. But, and a webtalkguys.com. I really like surfing around that site.
That's good, thanks. You know, Daniel,
you,
the Light in the Attic, when did that come out? It was one of the early sites, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Well,
registered the name maybe 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Is that like 500 pages in that site?
Six and a half.
Okay. Small site, small site.
You don't have to read all those in one
site. You know, the thing that's been the most fulfilling is to get emails from people saying, from Iraq, for instance, last week, somebody saying, wow, it is so cool to find a like mind in a different culture. And this is somebody from Iraq. It was totally cool to have that.
Fear of imprisonment to look at your site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to girls. You know, girls tend to be, in general, real creative sorts, right? I think so. We're multitasking, but web girls in particular are creative, and we just are. We're just making tons of content out there on the web. Just a quick history lesson about women and art. Those of you who've been out of college for a little while, since antiquity, forever, the last millennium, women artists have been creating alongside their male counterparts for ages. And actually, during their time, they were quite known. Their art was known; it wasn't suppressed necessarily, but hasn't really made it in the historical documents or in our history books. Do y'all remember taking a history art class in college? You know, the history of art, the textbook that's been used forever in freshman art appreciation, for instance, until 1986, listed 3,000 male artists, no female artists. No, not even George O'Keefe. That actually has changed in the latest edition, 1995. Still 3,000 male. Approximately 38 female in there, so that tells you a little bit about. We're struggling. Since about the 70s, we've been women artists. I keep saying we. I'm not really an artist by profession, but enjoy it.
Certainly
really
talented at it. Certainly talented.
Yeah.
So what you're saying to me is that Michelangelo really had some gals on his scaffolding.
Yeah, there you go.
Just models. Yeah. Well, here's some interesting facts put together by a study in 1990 called "Gender Discrimination in the Art Field." Just facts about women in the art. 50.7% of all visual artists are female. So, you know, 50%. Women also hold 53% of the degrees in art. There's a lot of us, so fairly represented. However, yet 80% of the art faculty are males. Male artists make 68% of the total art income, so they're making more. Male artists receive 73% of grants and fellowships. And according to Guerrilla Girls, which is a website out there as well as a group of women artists that fight discrimination on this front. And by the way, that's guerrilla as in the jungles of South America. Guerrilla. Well, that doesn't even help, does it? Not the monkey.
Perfectly clear.
Art museums average about 15% women in curated exhibits. In fact, minority women, 0.003% as far as their exhibits. And 4% of museum acquisitions are works by women artists, just 4%. So that kind of sets a little stage. Quickly, a few websites on women, because what is the web if not a level playing field for anybody? How easy it is. I mean, first of all, women are creative, and they're going to put great art up there. And then they make it visually appealing, which is what the web is all about, a visual medium. And there's no barriers whatsoever. It's just probably getting them out there and known, so that's my role right here. Go to www.graphicsgirls.com, and of course, girls is G-R-R-L-S, and graphics is spelled with an X, you figure it out. So graphicsgirls.com is an online portfolio and virtual gallery. Graphics Girls are part of the Web Girls International organization I belong to. I have a lot of splinter groups, Graphics Girls, Writer Girls, Study Girls, this is Graphics Girls, and they're from San Francisco, this particular chapter. It runs a gamut of professional web designers to cutting-edge performance artists. Oh, my goodness. You just have to spend a day there. I was there for hours last night checking it out. There's a ton of URLs, web addresses, links, because girls love links, you know. And that's really a lot of fun, because then you get a portfolio of other artists out there that are women. There's a whole bunch of links. Flash, you'll like that, Danielle. Design firms, tools that you can use if you're an artist. Oddities, which is really fun. And as they pointed out a while ago, kind of spurred them on, recently the top novels of the century was published. I don't know if you remember this in the publishing world, a couple years ago. And it was male-dominated. No women writers. So we're inspired now as Graphics Girls to go out there and really put our foot forward on this. Another good site is www.nmwa.org. That's National Museum of Women in the Arts, so NMMA. NMWA. And they have an incredible, it's an actual bricks and mortar museum out there in Washington, D.C., a few blocks from the White House. They have an incredible visual virtual tour, 45-minute virtual tour that you take with the founder of the museum. And you go and you see all the art exhibits. You start out on a busy street corner in Washington, D.C., enter into the building, and it's amazing. It was quite incredible, video clips. Also, www.best.com/... It's a little squiggly. What do you call that?
Tilde.
J-Y-L-I-A-N.
It's go like to a my little snake at the top of the URL. Right?
Go to my website. You'll get a link to that later today. It's really interesting navigation using the feel of a museum. They have a gallery called The Plague of Madness. This is done by a woman. It's extremely bizarre, and it will draw you in. It's very flash. It's just bizarre. Anybody who wants to see a flash site, by the way, has to go to Shockwave and download a player. It's just a free
little
thing.
It won't cause madness.
No, well, it might. I was getting...
It's pretty mesmerizing.
Pretty worked up, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple more real quick. Entropy8.com. That's E-N-T-R-O-P-Y-8. It's incredible. She's won a couple of Webbies, this artist, in 97-98 for the art and design category. Webbies are like the
big awards.
Yeah. Oscars. And it was started in 95, and she addresses the internet as being, you know, it's not just this impersonal machine-like medium. It actually evokes, you'll like this, Mark, the communicative aspect of online culture. And again, it's just incredible. You go there and you just, it has, in a way, it has no meaning, but you just are drawn in. And a good one for you, Daniel, I know you're working for Registry for Artists, the Vero Registry. It's netdreams.com, and then click on Registry. It's an online registry for contemporary international women artists to put their artwork on the web. Of course, additional resources and information right there. And can I please just squeeze in one more? This is superbad.com. Now, I have to say, superbad.com is not just women, but it is an incredible art site. There's actually nothing static about Superbad. It's just a random...
Just super bad. Huh?
It's
is that
beauty
it?
Of randomness. No, and it's bad,
wow.
Not meaning bad, but
That's
bad.
Bad
meaning
That's
good.
Bad.
Good. The main page...
Which is it, good or bad?
Good or bad.
It's bad, good.
It's just a web experience.
Or good, bad.
And thank goodness you have alt tags, because you would not... There's
My
no
badness.
Text. Oh, yeah, you guys. You're riffing now. So go in, create. I mean, I want you all to go home today and just start creating something on the web. All of you, yeah. And, you know...
Okay, let's do it.
I was going to take today off.
No, you cannot. I know I am. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go down. I'm going to sit in front of my computer at work, and I'm just going to stay there until I create a skin for the new real jukebox, you know, the MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
They now have skins now, and they just launched the skins with their new beta, and so there's only about 20. So if you can get a Northwest skin in there, a Seattle skin or something really early, you know, it'll be like prominently placed. That's my mission today.
Sounds great.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Web Girl, for coming in. Everybody, stay online. After the break, we're going to link into our special guest, Lisa Merrim, who is the marketing director for E-Ink. and they are the leading developer of Internet Electronic Ink technology, and we're going to explore Internet downloadable delivery of reusable books and other display devices and paper. And then after that, we're going to load our PowerSurfer segment where we'll talk about Seattle Net Insights with Larry Civitz. Everybody stay online. We'll be back in a few minutes.
YPWeb.com is proud to be a sponsor of the South Sound's only locally produced internet and worldwide web talk show, WebTalk, on KLAY. Did you know that Windows and most PCs are at risk to the Y2K bug? Y2K is not the doomsday problem that some people are predicting, but it will have an impact on your PC if you don't take action to fix the Y2K bug that exists in your hardware and software. You may also have a Y2K problem with some of the newer software versions. You can find great values on downloadable software from ypweb.com that will diagnose and fix your Y2K time bomb on your PC. ypweb.com is your local 53,000 product, online computer products, and website services store. That's www.ypweb.com. Click on the flashing and animated Y2K logo on the front page. ypweb.com, your local online computer and software store.
What's better than getting something free? Getting two things. So right now, if you're one of the first 100 customers to sign up for COVAD DSL from Verio, you'll receive a free router and a free IP setup. That's an $800 value. And if you're not one of the first 100, you'll receive a special reduced router rate. But the IP setup will still be free. So call Verio today at 800-VERIO-NW. That's 800-837-4669. And hurry!
The U.S. Senate Antitrust Committee advises listening to the Web Talk Guys to avoid big bad viruses and possible legal complications. Connect now.
Thanks for reconnecting with the WebTalk Guys. I'm Rob Greenlee, and we're back with the WebTalk Guys, Daniel Kampf and Mark Weidinger, and WebGirl Dana. In this segment, we are
joined special guest Lisa Miriam, Marketing Director for e-ink, www.eink.com. They're a leading developer of electronic ink iMedia technology. So we're going to explore internet downloadable delivery of reusable paper back-like books.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh? Things you can use like newspapers, wallpaper, and signed content. Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
And you're welcome.
Hey, why don't you give us a little bit of a snapshot of what e-ink is and what you guys are working on.
Alrighty. Well, e-ink is the company that has invented electronic ink, and we are developing it for our first product, iMedia, which is going to be signed in public places. And basically what e-ink is electronic ink that changes color when charged with electricity. So it's really it's a new way of presenting information visually.
Yeah. Great. What is your background and how long have you been working with e-ink?
My background, I come from a data warehouse technology background as it was applied to the retail industry, and joined e-ink because electronic ink was a lot cooler.
Yeah, also.
Very, very neat.
No kidding.
And I guess I count as a long timer. I started in December of 98. So our company's going to turn two at the end of August. So I'm kind of an old timer there now.
Yeah, as I was going to say, but things are moving fast, right?
We always joke. We live in dog years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. Dog ears on the internet.
Yeah, we're old now.
Well, I know that you just kind of gave us a little bit of a brief snapshot of what e-ink is, but you can tell us a little bit of how it works.
Precisely.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we can get too
in
precisely,
detail.
but yeah.
We're taking notes.
Take a stab at it.
I'll take a stab at it. Have you ever seen a snow globe?
Yes.
Those things that you shake and you watch the
that's
little
a,
particles.
That's a great example of that, yeah.
That's, I guess, as close as you can come to describing what the ink looks like under a microscope. But basically, it's a plastic-like shell or bubble that has a dark-colored liquid in it and then these light particles. And the light particles have a natural negative charge. And what we do is we print these little snow globes on, in our case right now, we're printing on a thin plastic. And when the plastic acts as an electrode, and when we charge it with a positive charge, all those little white particles are attracted to the top of the bubble, and it makes the bubble look white. When you reverse the charge, the little particles are flee to the other end, and all you see is the dark-colored liquid. And by controlling these particles, one by one, we can create images.
Oh, gotcha. Now, what are some of the benefits of this technology versus other ways of displaying information? Now, they're currently being used in JCPenney's, I know that.
Right.
But what are some of the other benefits?
Well, the big benefit over, if you look at just plain old-fashioned paper, which is the most often used display medium, once you print it, you're stuck with the image. And when you print in media, it prints out blank, and by changing the electrical charge, you can constantly change the image. And comparing it against other kinds of electronic displays, our display is very thin. It's a few millimeters thin, and it's very durable. There's no glass in it, so you could drop it, drive over it in your car, and still works. And it's also very readable. A lot of LCD technology, if you look at it from the side or if you look at it in bright light, it's hard to read, whereas ours is very easy to read. And then low power.
What type of surfaces are you guys looking at applying this ink to?
Right now for the signed product, we're printing on plastic, but there really isn't a surface that would be difficult to print on. It could be printed on wood. It could be printed on brick. It could be printed on paper, should you desire to do so.
So, Lisa, I'm stretching my mind here a little bit. Are you saying to me that we're going to recycle our newspapers? You know, like, turn them in every day to be recharged with something? Or
I would say maybe it wouldn't even be a newspaper, because newsprint is not very durable. That you would get something maybe like a Tyvek, since it would be something that you would keep for some time. But yes, you would have a device that you, and by device I mean almost a paper-like book, that you could update daily if you wanted to, or more frequently.
To kind of draw on a connection to the net here, is there the potential of being able to transmit this data wireless through the internet?
That's what we're doing with the signs. We are distributing our software via the web, by the web, and so a customer composes their message for the sign on the web and then sends it to the sign, and you could send it via a pager. You could use plain old telecom, wireless IR. There are a number of different ways to get the message directly to the sign, but yes, it's web-based.
So it's not far-fetched to think that your company is going to retire millions of dogs from fetching the paper, because overnight you'll just update everybody's newspapers.
That's right. Dogs can go back to chewing shoes.
That's right. And how many trees will we save in the long run, too, right?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I've been traveling all week, and I feel terribly guilty because I have newspapers stacked in my front room. And I feel terrible throwing them away.
Now, how close are you guys to having the capability of a color display for all this? Because this is really exciting. I mean, it's going to transform a lot of ways information is communicated in the future. I mean, is color coming in video?
Color is coming. The reason we're pushing to get to market as quickly as possible with a very simple product, so that we can allow the market to tell us what our priorities are from here on in. So is color important? Is high resolution important? Is speed and switching important? But definitely color is very soon on the radar.
Now, speed and switching. I'm reading the newspaper, and I flip the page, and a new ad pops up. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you could have it blinking even, if you wanted to.
No way.
For your newspaper, I think it would be a little hard to read. But you might have, eventually, a newspaper that has a video in it.
Now, are we talking about a newspaper? At least I bring practicality and layman's term to a new level. But
we might say back to earth.
Are we talking about a physical piece of paper, or on the net are we talking about a newspaper?
Well, I think when you talk about the net, what this technology does is freeze the net from your computer. It puts the net on surfaces, whether it's a piece of paper or a piece of Tyvek, your wall, your shirt. That right now the net is very limited. It's computer screens.
You mean I could get a T-shirt that would have like six or seven different versions of? Wow.
Well, you could have a T-shirt saying different things.
Or
you could have
wallpaper on your
wall. The bumper sticker on your wall telling other drivers what they can be doing.
So for those entrepreneurs that are listening out there, they got to start thinking of all the applications of this and little spin-offs, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So your T-shirt can say whatever it's supposed to say because it recognizes that you're standing in front of your boss.
Exactly.
That's right. You can flash, flash all sorts of stuff at people, yeah.
Although, and on the back side of your shirt, it's got the kick me thing or whatever.
Now,
or when you're driving something a little more to the point.
Do you see sound being a part of this at some point, too?
We aren't doing any sound technology. We're,
okay.
We're visual. But certainly there would be no limit if there was someone who wanted to put speakers in next to it or something.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys offering stock yet or considering IPO? How do we keep track of this?
I'll take $5 worth.
I would say just keep checking our website on a regular basis. We're still a private company and don't have any plans to go public at this point, but
and your URL.
Pardon?
And your URL again.
It's www.eink.com.
Thanks.
That's great. Well, now, how soon before we'll start seeing some of these new medium devices start popping up in the market?
Right now we're in field tests with our first six customers and with the goal of getting some feedback from testing these signs to having a product that we would introduce in December. And that will be a lot more widespread. Right now it's in very select locations. The JCPenney is the only customer that is public at this point. We may have a couple more customers make announcements in the October-November time frame, and then we will launch in December with signs, and that business hopefully will grow rapidly, and then will lead us into what we see as the next tier of products, which would be electronic displays, everything from indicators to displays on your cell phone to possibly computer screens, and then to the next step after that would be books, newspapers, and magazines.
So do you see that being like a couple years out before that happens, or is it going to happen that fast?
We may test at the end of 2000 or early 2001 some printed medium in a magazine, for instance, an ad. I don't think the whole magazine would be eMedia or eInk, but we might be able to test that soon. But certainly we're looking at targeting 4 years for a generally available commercial product.
Oh, okay.
But the hard thing is the ideas are easy to come up with. You come up with so many ideas, and making them real is the challenge for us.
Don't we know that?
Definitely. We understand.
And
we could sit and think, oh, it could do this, it could do that, and try to keep focused on, okay, let's pick one really good idea, make that real. That'll allow more ideas and more ideas.
That's a real interesting phenomenon, what you're talking about, you know, all the possibilities that it has, and then trying to narrow it down to something practical and how can you actually make this happen.
Yeah, and to figure that the one that's going to return the revenues so you can continue.
Exactly.
You get one shot, you know.
Well, revenues are important. Getting it to be as ubiquitous as possible is important, and then also picking applications that enable future applications. You know, we have a roadmap of where we want to take this, and the products that we introduce are products that give us some kind of learning to get us to the next stage. And it's so easy with something like this, which is so eminently hypeable.
Oh, yeah,
if we
definitely.
Really, really want to make it real, pull back. Let's get one real thing out there, because once we start making it real, then all the fun stuff becomes possible.
Yeah, so can a person go to a JCPenney store right now and walk in and see this technology displaying?
It's only in, I believe it's five stores. There's one in Marlboro, Massachusetts. They're all in the Simply for Sports department.
Oh, okay.
And the others are in Chicago. And then there's one in JCPenney headquarters in Dallas. I can let you know if you want to make an announcement in the future when we have a Seattle location.
Oh,
I'm not sure who's going to be field testing.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Sure, I will make a note to give you a holler as soon as we get an installation.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Lisa, for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got a streaming video off of the WebTalk Guys site that's playing, you know, one of your video news releases that you have. So
I noticed that.
I've never
been called a GRRL before.
it's a first for everything.
I like that.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Lisa, and good luck to you, and I hope you guys have great success, and we'll be following you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, stay online. After the break, we're going to link into the Power Surfer segment. We're going to talk with Larry Civitz, and we're going to talk about the Seattle's Net Insights. So everybody, we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is about the pioneers, the ones who discover worlds that didn't even exist before. There is a new world waiting to be discovered. A new world of business, a world of connectivity, of T1s and T3s, and internet and extranet and firewalls. A world of promise and opportunity. But it's going to take those with a pioneering spirit to succeed. And that's what Verio is all about. For Verio is a pioneer of the new world of business. Blazing the trails, mapping the territory, and helping business people around the world conquer the new world. Call Verio in Tacoma at 942-3632 or visit us at www.verio.com. Verio, the new world of business.
Point, click, and save right here, right now, on WebTalk.
Thanks for reconnecting with the WebTalk guys. I'm Rob Greenlee, and I'm joined again by fellow WebTalk guys, Daniel Kopp and Mark Weidinger, and WebGirls here, too.
Hello.
Let's get into our Power Surfer segment. It's brought to you by Verio, the new world of business. In this segment, we're going to talk with Larry Civitz, and he's going to give us some Seattle net insights. Larry, are you on the line?
Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo está?
Yeah. Wasn't that cool about the e-ink?
Actually, today, Rob, we wanted to talk about community.
Let's jump into that.
And what a perfect topic for these times. You know, the Seattle community considers itself to be at the crossroads of the internet. So it's really only natural that it be at the intersection of a whole new movement on the internet, which is the VORTAL movement. VORTAL.
Why don't you explain that to us? What's a VORTAL?
Well, a VORTAL is like a portal, only it has a tighter focus on a single community or field of interest. And if you accept the fact that the internet is an ideal gathering place for people of similar interests, then really the VORTAL is a natural extension of that. Did you know, actually, that the internet was really founded around the idea of community?
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that function was actually back in the ARPANET days, when actually previous to that, when academic and scientific knowledge workers were collaborating with one another, sharing information and ideas. And so the internet has its origins in community, and the VORTAL movement is coming to life here in Seattle through a company called Union Street. Union Street is a community building company, and they offer two packages of community building products that are very, very interesting. They increase a site's stickiness. What stickiness, you may ask?
Type of thing that the streaming media does for a website, is it keeps people there longer.
That's right. It's like a flypaper.
Yeah.
It increases the time of each visit because there's more to do and you kind of get stuck on it, and also encourages repeat visitation. What Union Street has actually done is created a web-based suite of services. So two of the services they offer are email and web page design, but you can do that all on the web, and you can do it via a form. If you can pick up the phone pick up your mouth and click and buy a book on Amazon, you can build a website on Union Street. In addition to that, though, what's exciting is that they package a complementary suite of products. There's a forum or discussion list product. There's a real-time chat product for live chat. There is a relationship manager that is actually a listserv, which provides, as you know, ongoing updates throughout a day, either per message or at the end of the day in digest form, and an ad manager so that it's possible for the community, for example, to gain revenue selling advertising. So it's a way really for a site to throw the switch and automatically turn itself into a community.
And the URL on that, Larry?
We're URL on Union Street is union-street.com. And I'll tell you what's interesting about it. Anyone can become a community without really even having to have the horsepower. Union Street hosts the entire solution on their website, so it really takes the load and takes the peak off of off of a website server per se and shifted the burden back onto Union Street. But it's really the kind of an answer that a lot of communities are looking for. I'm sure that you realize that there are a number of endangered species out there when it comes to traditional businesses. And among those are newspaper, and probably most profoundly, the newspapers as local community sites themselves are really needing to get into the game, to jump in the game and compete with other city guides, other special interest forums, and reclaim some of that territory. Local news is what people want to get at. Certainly local advertising, classified advertising is the lifeline for local newspapers. And so newspapers feel that the way that they can make this transition is through a community like Union Street so that they themselves become a community.
Yeah,
so it's very, very interesting.
They're really going after all sorts of different mediums, websites from radio stations. I know the Web Talk guys are currently talking to them about using their technology on our site.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty exciting, the capabilities.
Exactly. The other markets that they're looking at, radio, ISPs is another one. Right now, ISPs are just a gateway for people to go somewhere else. Well, why don't the ISPs keep their customers right there at their site and be the beneficiaries of advertising revenue and so on? So Union Street is really part of a movement, this Vortal movement. And interestingly, the timely news release here in Seattle is that the Mountain Zone has selected Union Street to build their site into a community site.
Larry, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it. We got to go. We're out of time.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, thanks. Larry. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening to Web Talk Guys, and we'll see you back next week. We'll have some great guests. And take care. Have a great week, and keep surfing.
Downloading Web Talk and the Web Talk Guys. Bookmark us now for every Saturday.